Welcome to the Minute Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Jumonde Tway. On the Minute Culture Podcast, we listen to the best arts, culture, and history stories we produce here at KFAI Radio.
Reality sometimes is really not pretty, so...
I'm so sweaty!
People would be sick or something, so I'd give them all a drink for a nickel. And by the time I opened up 10 minutes later, the bar would be just filled to capacity.
Either somebody's sick, dead, or in jail, or it's Prince, you know, the little ring at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you went viral. My left stroke just went viral.
On this episode, we're going to hear how music from Cuba and Congo found a home in the chillier climate of Minnesota. In the middle of winter, when the landscape is frozen and you're all bundled up underneath your parkas and your scarves, this kind of music's probably not running through your head. Charanga Tropical is an ensemble here in Minneapolis. They play traditional Cuban dance music. They're a unique presence in Minnesota.
I think in the United States, there's maybe 5 to 10 charangas. And if you take out Miami and California and New York, there might only be 1 or 2.
You might not be familiar with this style of music.
And even now, people don't really know what charanga is. They think it's, you know, like Macarena or some word.
Best to leave it to the group's founder, Doug Little, to break it down. Here's From Cuba to Minnesota, the birth of Charanga Tropical.
When I was studying with a great flute player in Cuba named Joaquin Oliveros, and he told me, El flautista es la prima donna del grupo. That the flute player is the prima donna of the grupo. My name is Doug Little, and I am the flute player, musical director, and founder of Charanga Tropical. I think the great debate in the 21st century is whether it's flautist or flutist, and I look forward to that being resolved. It took me a year to learn to play a high D, and it took me 2 years to learn to play a high E. Not only is it hard to do, but it's really important. And they just need that top note, like a cherry on top of some kind of musical sundae. When I decided I wanted to create a band that played traditional charanga music and I would play flute, maybe if I'd been in Miami or New York, it would be ridiculous. But here, it was like a vast desert. And so I was able not only to form the group, but also play in the group and actually get better. And once you do something for 10 years, you get to some kind of level. I think in the United States, there's maybe 5 to 10 charangas. And if you take out Miami and California and New York, there might only be 1 or 2. The instrumentation of charanga includes flute, violins, piano, and Cuban rhythm section. If you say you have a charanga but then you have no violin players, it's not a charanga. Similarly, one violin player is not a charanga. You need to have a section. We played our first concert in St. Paul. The group was a combination of Americans and Cubans. Really great Cuban pianist Viviana Pendado, who lives here in town. Singer, percussionist Damian Rodriguez. And they were great to work with when we first started this group. So helpful, but also encouraging and not condescending or in any way negative about us wanting to play authentic Cuban charanga music. you know, if somebody doesn't know exactly what charanga is, I don't care. I'm just so happy to be performing and having an audience. If I requested that everybody be a musicologist to watch my show, I'd have about four people out there, and they probably all hate it.
That groovy story was produced by Nancy Rosenbaum. Nancy loved charanga. If you ever see the band perform, you might catch her moving to the beat. Let's hear from another Minnesota musician who's been influenced by the sounds of Cuba. Siema Matusugiri is from Congo. He plays a style of music known as sukos. Sukos takes traditional African rumba and blends it with Cuban rhythms and American soul.
Then I can hear American music in it. That's why I love it now, because you can twist it and have more flavors.
Siema's story is full of twists and turns like a river, from his native Congo to the mighty Mississippi. That river took him through scary times spent in Uganda towards the end of Idi Amin's rule. In fact, armed soldiers asked Siema and his group to play for the ruthless dictator.
We choose to some one person to be a band leader. Said, no, we don't want to do that. Can you find another people? Said, so like, you can't say no.
Here is Siema Matusugiri in a global river of sukos.
My name is Siema Matusugiri from the DR Congo, ex-Zaire. Sukos music, which is a modern Congolese music, and a traditional music, which is ancestors' music. Twende, twende kunavata mama tunwe maza. So that our traditional music, but then add more chords to it. So somebody else will say, then I can hear American music in it. That's why I love it now, because you can twist it and have more flavors.
My name is Dallas Johnson. I'm a singer-songwriter. And I first encountered Siema when I moved here from New York City to Minneapolis. So we were best friends for quite a long time, and then we started dating. And we're married now, and it's the Dallas and Siema team now, so that we can put all of our efforts toward Siema's beautiful music that makes people so happy. Okay, so Idi Amin's cousin.
Yes.
Loved your band, yes, in, yes, Kinshasa, yes, called Kavacha. Yes. And you guys were just young.
Yes, we were just
guys,
young,
like,
yeah,
teenagers. Yeah. But you were super popular.
Yes.
So the guy's like, I'm going to bring you to Uganda. Yes. And you were just excited. So by the time you were going to be playing for Idi Amin, yes, by then you already could see that, yes, the country was going to really, yeah, it was,
yeah,
a mess.
Yeah.
And it was dangerous. Yes. And you're trying to decide how to get out of Uganda before something terrible happened. And then one day there was a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm. There was a knock on the door and said, oh, we want you guys to play for Idi Amin. We said, I don't know, we're scared.
And they were big soldiers with,
yeah,
guns.
Yeah, yes. Well, I think we're scared. And then the band leader said, we choose to some one person to be a band leader. Said, no, we don't want to do that. Can you find another people? They said, like, you can't say no.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
So imagine playing a gig for the scary, brutal dictator only because you've just been beaten and forced to do it. So it was a very scary situation.
But it was just scary. We were just wishing, what time are we going to end this?
So you'd be playing a song and just hope that at the end you'd say, ta-da,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
they would be like, more. Sukos music is a dance music style that came out of Congo, primarily in Kinshasa, the capital city. I think probably in the 50s, mid-50s, a little bit later than that, is when it started coming out of the previous style called rumba. Yeah, we have a new album out. It's called Rivers.
The Congo River inspired me because I know it has a lot of those small river comes to hear it and make it more stronger.
We wanted to invite musicians from India and Tibet and people who play classical instruments typically, because we wanted the music to be distinctly Siamas, but also to have influences from all over the world.
All the rivers are coming together to boost the one river. So now, and the river came from Congo, it went to Mississippi, and the other people, they came from India and from here, or Michigan, they joined this river we created.
That story was produced by Ryan Dawes. If you're in the Twin Cities, you can catch Siama and Charanga Tropical playing shows on a regular basis. And that's it for this episode. The Miniculture Podcast is produced by Zan Holston, Todd Melby, and Nancy Rosenbaum. Our music by Javier Santiago. Support for Miniculture is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Jew Monday Tway, the host with the most, boasting, don't roast. Like what you heard? Make sure to subscribe to the Miniculture Podcast. Be sure to share Miniculture with your friends on Facebook and Twitter, or leave a review of the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Jumonde saying peace and love. I'm out.